This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Another hour of the Jesse Kelly Show on a wonderful Thursday. We're about to discuss, in fact, it's gonna really piggyback off of what we were just talking about, DEI. What was it always about? What was it about just giving more jobs to women? More jobs to black people or gay people or whatnot? Yes, but no. We'll talk about that. More fraud. We're isolating China. That's a good thing. Dome and her beachfront property. Legal immigration continues to be a problem. All that and so much more coming up tonight on the world famous Jesse Kelly Show. Now, Stacey Abrams, remember Stacey Abrams, things just really haven't worked out for her. She keeps trying to run for office of some kind. She keeps losing. She did end up, remember her organization got $3 billion from the Biden administration after he lost. When he was a lame duck, they just tried to shovel $3 billion to her organization. So, I mean, she's just a crook like the rest of the communists. But Stacey Abrams was complaining about the death of DEI, the alleged death of DEI in this country. Here she said this.
And if you agree with me, I think DEI is under such aggressive attack because it is the central pillar of a pluralistic democracy. And if you're an authoritarian bent on white supremacy and Christian nationalism, there's nothing more terrifying than the body of law that includes all of DEI.
Okay. Ketanji Brown Jackson, we already mocked her yesterday, routinely kind of makes an idiot of herself because she doesn't know anything. She's just a moron who was put on the Supreme Court because she's a black woman. And again, don't send me your email. How offended you are. Biden said that himself. You send your email to Joe Biden. He's the one who said that's why he's putting her up there. DEI, though, what was it really about? I know you know it was communism. I know you know it was wrong. And I know you already know that it was an attack on white men. But what was it really about? Remember one of the main reasons communist systems don't last long? They've been put into place many times in the last 100 years, but the Soviet Union was the longest lasting one, and it lasted 60 years, roughly? About 60 years, 60, 70 years. And it depends on how you classify how it began. You know, the Russian Revolution was 1917. 88, 89, 90 is when it died. That's not very long. And that's the longest one. In Cambodia, it lasted like 4 years. It just doesn't last very long. There are a variety of reasons for this, but one of the main driving factors in this is this. People who are unqualified are given critically important jobs in society simply because they are loyal party members. They're not qualified to be there, of course. They're not experts. They don't know what they're doing. This guy shouldn't be a general. This guy shouldn't be a doctor. This guy shouldn't be a pilot. This lady shouldn't be on the Supreme Court. This guy shouldn't do this, and that girl shouldn't do that. But shouldn't doesn't matter at all. They're loyal to the system. They're loyal to the party. So all the choice jobs, all the important jobs, all the choice gigs are given out to people. And soon everything starts to collapse because you have unqualified communist morons rising to the highest, most important positions in society, and society cannot sustain itself that way. You know what's underrated, has always been underrated, and always will be underrated? One of my favorite things in the world. Discrimination. There's nothing better. And if you say you don't like it, you're a dirty liar. Do you want the best teacher or a diverse group of teachers to teach Aiden, Jaden, and Braden? If, God forbid, you were diagnosed with a brain tumor tomorrow, you needed emergency surgery, who do you want cutting your head open? A diverse group or the best in the world? Oh, you want the best in the world? Huh. Why are you discriminating? Why are you discriminating against the others? Discrimination is outstanding. Discrimination makes a society, makes everything in society better. We talked about it during our 5-part series on Rhodesia. I touched on it, I should say briefly, I brought it up several times, but why did this country start and in 5 minutes, it was the wealthiest, most prosperous country in the entire continent of Africa, with a standard of living so high that Africans began to flood into it for job opportunities to live that life? Why is that the case? Because from the very beginning, Cecil Rhodes, however you describe it, Cecil Rhodes, who started the whole thing, he did not take anybody. He grabbed the cream of the British crop. He only wanted great people from great families, the smartest, the bravest, the best. I want the best miners, the best doctors, the best lawyers, the best troops. I want well-established families. And they created the foundation for an incredible society that was like a mecca for the world. Because he discriminated. But when you build a society, when you give critically important positions to unqualified people simply because they're loyal party members, society collapses because you can't build a society on those people. Yes, the end result of DEI was white men were run out of everything from the military to journalism to corporate America to everywhere. That, of course, was the end result of DEI. And yes, if you want to call it racist, that's totally fine. Because, of course, it was racist. It was open, naked discrimination against white men. I'm not arguing against that. But that's not what it was really about. What DEI was really about, it was the justification to hand critically important positions over to loyal Communist Party members. I saw so many people complain that Ketanji Brown Jackson is dumb and she's incompetent and she's dumb and she's incompetent and she's dumb and she's incompetent. And of course, that's true. But that didn't matter to the communists. She's loyal. She's a loyal communist. Think about this. Hey, Chris, I want you to grab something for me if you can. Remember when she was asked, if you can't, that's fine. The computers are a little wonky. Remember at her confirmation hearing when she was asked to define a man and a woman? Can you define a man or a woman? And if, Chris may not be able to get it because the computer's going crazy, but you already remember, even if he can't, you already remember that. She was asked that. And remember she played dumb? I'm not a biologist, I think is what she said. Now, think about this. Ketanji Brown Jackson is a senior citizen. Let me do this while I'm live on the air. How old is Ketanji Brown Jackson? Oh, shoot. I looked up Ketel Marte. No, she's not going to play second base. How old is Ketanji Brown Jackson? She's 55 years old. Okay, not quite a senior citizen. She had her confirmation hearing, 2 years ago? How many of Ketanji Brown's 55 years on this planet do you think she would have told you to your face very clear definitions of man versus woman? Her entire life, right? Entire life. Yet, when it came time to be a loyal apparatchik, I don't know. I'm not a biologist. DEI was always just the justification to hand critically important positions over to people who don't deserve them because they're loyal. That's what it was always about. Now, let's discuss less lethal before we get back to emails, more communists, legal immigration, and other things. You know that's what Byrna is, right? That's what Byrna is. When I tell you Byrna is about the size of your smartphone, fits in your purse, your pocket. They also have holsters for them. Maybe you think, well, I don't want to get in trouble. Byrna is legal. Do you know security, private security firms across America carry them? Did you know SWAT teams across America carry them? Why would a SWAT team carry them? Because it will stop a bad guy quickly. A bad guy who won't die. Throw your handcuffs on him, send him to trial, but he'll wish he was dead. You can carry that in your pocket. Your daughter you sent to college can carry that in her purse. So when that savage from El Salvador stops her to rape her in the parking lot, she can survive unmolested and survive another day. Yes, but even in New York? Even in New York. Save the person you love the most. BYRNA. Byrna.com/Jesse. All right. Byrna.com/Jesse. All right. We'll do a couple emails, discuss legal immigration and, I mean, courtesy of what's her name? Jayapal, and so much more. Next.
Fighting for your freedom every day.
USA! USA!
The Jesse USA! Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a fantastic Thursday. Remember, if you miss a single second of the show, it could be the end of the world. You need to listen to it on iHeart, Spotify, iTunes, download the podcast. There is an announcement coming for the show maybe next week or the week after, one you will very much enjoy. Don't worry, I'm not getting fired, not quite yet. Let's do some emails. Hey, Jesse. Are the protesters and those who pay them filing the appropriate tax documents? Isn't this how Al Capone was taken down? Okay, so it's a good question. Her name's Mary. Said I can say her name. Are they filing the appropriate tax documents? Because as we discussed, these are all organized and professional, and they're done by groups. There are communist groups in this country. They train these people. They organize these people. They fund them. There are bail lines. You know that? They give these people phone numbers. So when they get arrested, they can call. Bail will be posted. That's how this works. This is all organized professional. And she mentioned correctly that Al Capone didn't go to prison for all the murders and things like that. He went to prison for his taxes. Okay, that's very fair. That's kind of a basic point that a lot of people know. But here's what you might not know. Yes, Al Capone ended up going down for his taxes. But that was very, very difficult to pull off too. Very difficult. It wasn't as if they tried to take him down for murder and tried to take him down for loan sharking and tried to take him down for this or bootlegging. And then they said, well, screw it, just send him to prison for his taxes. And he went the next day. That's very difficult to prove too. He's not the only mobster that went to jail for that. Why did it take so long? They had to have witnesses come forward. They had to have his books exposed. They had to have those translated. Why? Remember what money actually buys you. It's not the Beatles when they say it can't buy you love. It's not that. Money, maybe you have some. Maybe you don't. Maybe you want some. Maybe you don't. That's fine. Whatever. But what money actually buys you is access. Access to what? Access to better food, better cars, first-class tickets, private air travel, whatever, that exclusive club, better medical care. And money buys you better lawyers. Access to better lawyers and better accountants. I just had a buddy. I won't go into his business. You know what? That would probably be too easy to expose him. I just had a friend. He was being sued by a major corporation. He had started his own company. This huge corporation sued him, said he was, I don't remember exactly what the terms were, stealing intellectual property or something like that. Being sued by this major corporation. And lawsuits, especially these kinds of lawsuits, they're not fast things. It's not a week or a month. They drag on and on and on and on and on. my buddy, in the beginning, because he, small businessman, hired not the bargain basement attorney, but an affordable attorney, and a guy who lives in my buddy's town. And don't quote me on this because I might be messing this up, but I think his attorney, his first one he hired, was $200 an hour. Now, that's a lot of money, isn't it? $200 an hour. But that's who he hired, all right? I talked to him recently because he ended up settling up. He ended up getting out of it pretty much scot-free and whatnot. But this went on more than a year. And we were talking about it the other night. We were hanging out. And he said a bunch of things. He had some pretty choice words to say about a bunch of things and a bunch of different entities and people. But he reinforced something to me that I'd been told by my father over and over and over again. There is not a, quote, difference between a $200 an hour attorney and an $800 an hour attorney. There is a Grand Canyon between a $200 an hour attorney and an $800 an hour attorney. The gulf is wide. That guy, and I know, I don't mean to make you mad, you guys who are listening in the joint right now, that guy who got the public defender because he couldn't afford a real attorney. Man, can you imagine what kind work for free? You get a public defender at this point in time, start prepping for prison because that's where you're going. But wealthy guys oftentimes don't ever see the inside of a prison. And the difference is the lawyer. It's not just that communists are evil and demonic and violent and all those things we talk about all the time. There is a huge amount of money behind the global communist movement. You can call it the globalist movement. That's what they are. They're globalist communists. But it's billions. Billions and billions and billions of dollars are at stake with all this. So when you have billions of dollars at stake, people are willing to spend a fortune on the best lawyers and the best accountants. You asked about tracking down the funding sources and their taxes, and all that stuff's reasonable. And the Trump administration, to their credit, they're trying to tackle that stuff. So much of what you're seeing is legal. I didn't say it was right. It's not right. It's wrong. It's terrible. Shouldn't be legal. Shouldn't be this way. But you think these people just marched out and started doing these things without checking with a $2,000 an hour lawyer on what is and what isn't allowed? Do you think they set up this organization or that organization without making sure every T was crossed and every I was dotted? A lot of money, a lot of thought, a lot of legal talent went into setting these things up. It's a very tough nut to crack. Doesn't mean we can't, but it's difficult. All right, we'll talk about isolating China. Legal immigration, more next.
Feeling a little stocky?
Follow, like, and subscribe on social at Jesse Kelly DC.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, reminding you tomorrow's Ask Dr. Jesse Friday, and the questions are already coming in hot and heavy, and you need to get yours in line. Ask me anything. All 3 hours are yours. Jesse at jessekellyshow.com. Illegal immigration, obviously, big problem. But so's legal immigration. And communists will just come out and prove my point for me time and time again. You know who Prima La Jayapal is. In case you're not familiar, you're at least familiar with this. We've played it several times on the show. Why are all these communist street animals out there doing things that can get them killed? Because elite communists like Jayapal tell them to do so.
We might call this getting strike ready. I think of it as getting us strike ready or street ready. And part of that is understanding our own strength. And as we develop that strength, being able to assess our risk tolerance, because we know that risk tolerance increases as the severity of the situation increases and as our own understanding of what's happening increases. So overall, the more we understand what's effective, what the risks are, and who's ready to participate, the more impact we can have.
Okay. That's Jaya Powell. Now, she got up and she posted this video. I did not grab this from somewhere. She posted this video. This was her speaking in the House of Representatives. Keep in mind, this is the woman. She is a communist. She encourages communist street activism. She works day and night to destroy the United States of America. We played that audio of her yesterday. She says it all the time that immigrants, Somalians and Africans built the country. She is as bad and evil a human being as is in politics in this country. So, why is she here?
It took me 17 years to get my citizenship. I went through a lot. And I'm, you know, I can advocate for myself, as you all will attest. And yet it was still extremely difficult. And there was a lot of processing. And I still remember that day.
17 years. Now, let's think about that for a moment. We are currently, our current situation is, this communist is inside the House of Representatives. She holds a significant amount of power in the United States of America. Day and night, she uses that power to subvert the country, burn down the country, and destroy everything she loves. Okay, so how'd she get to the U.S. House of Representatives? Ooh, had to become a citizen first. All right. Well, could we have done anything to prevent her from rising to that position of power? Let me play it again.
Basically, ICE is acting as the...
Wrong soundbite. My bad.
It took me 17 years to get my citizenship. I went through a lot. And I'm, you know, I can advocate for myself, as you all.
17 years? We had 17 years to recognize a subversive communist and say, you know what? No. No citizenship for you. Go back home. We had 17 years of opportunity to stop this in its infancy. 17 years. But we didn't. After 17 years of opportunity to say no, we said yes, and now she will spend the rest of her natural life trying to destroy the country you love and I love. Remember this guy, Sri Thandiher, or whatever his name is? We've talked about him so many times before. Do you remember this guy?
You will go to Bangkok Palace. Now there is a new Maharaja. And again, the palace.
Oh, sorry. Wrong soundbite. This is Sri Thandiher.
ICE is beyond reform. ICE is totally out of control. And this week, I intend to introduce a bill to abolish ICE.
Let's just process that for a moment. He was born in India. He was eventually given citizenship. Now, he stands in the open air behind a microphone and calls for the elimination of the deportation force that exists to get rid of illegals who are in this country. How much of a bonkers, upside-down immigration system do we have that guy is ever allowed to become a citizen to begin with? But not only do we give him citizenship, we allow him into the United States House of Representatives, and now he stands up in front of the American people and says this.
You will go to Bangkok Palace. Now there is a new Maharaja. And again, the palace has the power of the dark light. It is that place... Kill my people.
How can we allow that in this country? Crazy. What, Chris? What? I didn't say it. Jesse, Everyone knows the right is armed, but where has all the fraud money been going? It's possible the left has been secretly stockpiling arms for the revolution. Stop for a second. All right. One, there's a couple things to this. Some may make you feel better, some may not. We on the right, we love our guns. We love our ammunition. We're more inclined to go to the range, be part of a Second Amendment group, trained, that kind of stuff, hunt, fish, that kind of stuff. That's going to be generally more right-wing than it is left-wing. And that has led us to believe that, hey, what are they going to do? We're the ones with the guns. And to some extent, that is true. I will just say a couple of different things. There are multiple different videos out there now, multiple different resources you can go read that show communists are buying weapons and training with them. Buying weapons and training with them. That's one. Two, who do you have to fear more? The big, buff, right-wing guy with too many tattoos, probably cusses a lot and drinks too much beer, likes going shooting with the fellas on the weekends, or that effeminate little, I was about to say a bad word, Chris, I stopped myself. Just want to point out the improvements I've made. No, I wasn't going to say that. All right, that's exactly what I was going to say, Chris. All right, anyway, rhymes with hag, and I was going to say that. I shouldn't. I held back. All right, I held back that little hag with painted fingernails and the nose ring, and he weighs about 110 pounds soaking wet. I don't have to fear that guy. Well, if it's just you two throwing hands in the parking lot, maybe not. That guy will kill your whole freaking family. That's the guy you have to worry about the most. When's the last time you went through and looked at the school shooters we've been having? Is it the big buff college football star guy who's about to play Division I? Is it the kid who's ace in the chess team? No. It's the tiny, weak, ugly freak who hates his life and hates you because you're better looking and successful and you have a mom and dad. And let's not dismiss the fact that they are armed as well, and they're more willing to commit murder than we are. And communists recruit those people on purpose. As we've talked about so many times before, they'll find people, not necessarily who believe in communism or any of that. They'll just find violent people, mentally ill people, because they make the best recruits for a communist movement that's based on violence. Yeah, they've got guns, and they're not secret. There's no secretive stockpile. All right, we'll talk about China, good things we're doing there, and more. Next.
You will go to Bangkok Palace. Now there is a new Maharaja. And again, the palace has the power of the dark light.
A sitting member of Congress. That's where we're at now. Don't shake your head, Chris. Remember tomorrow. It's Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. Also, remember, if you missed any part of the show, you can quit. Focus. You can download it on iHeart, Spotify, iTunes. China fumes at Trump's Iran tariffs after losing access to Venezuelan oil. Trump has to juggle a lot. The Trump administration, I should say, has to juggle a lot. It's obviously more than just him. No one person can do that job. And can we pause for a second? This just popped into my head. Can you believe we survived 4 years of Joe Biden? Think about all the things. We talked about this before. Think about all the things that Donald Trump juggles. It's been a year. There's Venezuela and Iran, and there's protests, and there's taxes. And today he's talking about this health care plan.
I'm thrilled to announce my plan to lower health care prices for all Americans and truly make health care affordable again. We're doing things that nobody's ever been able to do. We're calling it the Great Health Care Plan. Instead of putting the needs of big corporations and special interests first, our plan finally puts you first and puts more money in your pocket. The government is going to pay the money directly to you. It goes to you, and then you take the money and buy your own.
Okay, we got that. But Greenland, Europe, Russia, Ukraine, think about all the things the United States president has to juggle. And for 4 years, we had a cadaver who couldn't tie his own shoes, ride a bike, speak in complete sentences. Anyway, he's also, he has to take on China without taking on China. We've talked about it before, that China and us were linked. We don't want to be linked. I don't want to be linked, and you don't want to be linked, but bad politicians, Republican and Democrat, for decades they've married us to China. We need them to make things. They need us to buy things. China, while also trying to stomp us globally, needs us buying their stuff. And it's easy for us to say, for you and I to say, well, just stop doing that. But then you can't even imagine how many things we won't have. Remember, 90% of our pharmaceuticals are made in China. It's a terrible, ugly situation. We are the married couple. We beat each other up every night and we hope each other are dead, but we can't afford to divorce. That's where we're at right now. So we're bouncing around and doing different things, but what we did in Venezuela, cutting China off from the oil, and now tariffs on Iran. We are strangling China and putting a stress on China's economy that I don't think we fully appreciate. China's economy, remember, is more fragile than we know. Every time I talk to one of these China experts who knows what's going on inside the country, remember, you can only have, if you're a dictator, a president, a king, it doesn't matter. You can only have a certain percentage of your country be out of work and hungry, and then you're going to go down, period. That's what's really happening inside Iran. What's happening? Is it just about the hijabs? No, that's part of it. It's about, we're hungry. We don't have power. That's what it's about. So we're doing good things when it comes to China, and I wanted to point that out. And speaking of China, speaking of pharmaceuticals, remember that our goal should be to stay off of pharmaceuticals and get off of pharmaceuticals if we're on them. Should always be our goal. It's part of the reason I tell you about Relief Factor so much, because there's nothing that'll make you reach for a pill bottle faster than pain. Nobody wants to live their life with pain every single day. But we grab things. Maybe you bought it in the pharmacy, gas station. Maybe a doctor gave you a prescription for it. But it's temporary, isn't it? And you know why it's temporary? Because it just masks it for a little while. Just a little bit of relief. Not true lasting relief. Relief Factor is lasting relief because it goes to the root of the pain. Inflammation. Inflammation is why you are in pain. Inflammation is why your back hurts all the time. It's why your knee hurts all the time. Try a supplement. Try it for 3 weeks. See what it does for you. Every day, 3 weeks. 100% drug-free. 1-800-4-RELIEF or relieffactor.com. Headline, Russia, China unlikely to back Iran against U.S. military threats. So, you know what force projection is? You've heard that term before? I'm sure you have. Force projection. A lot has been made about Russia's military capabilities. Sometimes you make fun of them, and honestly, they're mock-worthy lots of the time. But sometimes they do impressive stuff, and they have impressive things. Their space capabilities, they're impressive. They're the largest nuclear power on the world. That's something you always have to consider. You can never fully wipe out a country that can end the entire planet with their nuclear weapons. That's something to think about. China. China's probably the big one because there's so friggin' many of them. And their military is huge. And they've been putting all these subs in the water compared to our subs. And they're building up their navy. And it sure looks like China's going to conquer the globe. And I'm not saying it won't get ugly in the future. You can certainly see it getting ugly in the future. But the United States of America does force projection in ways that other countries simply cannot. And that's, oh, God forgive me for saying this. It's because of the U.S. Navy.
Why are you gay?
The U.S. Navy, in its astounding capability, and I have to give some credit, the Air Force as well, our technology, our stealth technology, our ability to refuel in the air, our the things like that. What that does is it allows us to carry out long or short military campaigns virtually everywhere on the planet. We don't appreciate that enough because that's the only country we know. If you're an American, I know we have people all over the world. But let's say we have a bunch of listeners in Australia. Maybe you're listening in Australia right now. Good day. Don't shake your head, Chris. That was really good. You have to speak to people in their native language. Anyway, maybe you're in Australia. Now, I love Australian people. I absolutely love them. Not the dirty commies in the city. The rural Australian people, freaking fantastic people. Never met one I didn't like. And the Australians have an underrated military history. Australians fight like freaking lions, absolute beasts. Australia can't project force across the globe. Not even a possibility. But this is a very capable military with some tough-as-nails soldiers. Australia can't do anything to Venezuela. Nothing. Australia can't do anything to Iran. Nothing. We can do something to anybody, anywhere. It's kind of cool, right? And that leads me to Greenland. Let's have a little Greenland talk next.